Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey there, and welcome to the Cinnamon Effect Podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly Hand, and I'm thrilled to have you with me on this vibrant journey of discovery and growth. This podcast is your go-to space for embracing intention, where you'll find clarity on your unique path, deepen those meaningful connections, and unleash your creativity like never before. We'll explore how to build unshakable confidence and celebrate the beauty of gratitude, all while savoring the calm that consistency brings to our lives. Thank you for being with me. Let's sprinkle a little cinnamon into your day and make life sweeter, healthier, and more fulfilling. Hey guys, I am Kimberly Hand. I'm solo on the mic today, and I am talking about refreshing your home and refreshing your energy in 2026. This is so important to me because I studied feng shui in 2020. So it was actually February of 2020 that I decided I was going to get master certified in feng shui. I had no idea how important that move was going to be in my life. When we were on like lockdown and everyone was stuck in their homes in March of 2020. So I had begun studying on this remote program with someone who was based abroad in Ireland, actually. And it was an international program with people from all over the world. And I learned so much about up-leveling your environment and how we all are so affected by the things that are in our homes. So the feng shui is the ancient Chinese practice of arranging living spaces to create harmony and balance with natural elements and using the environment to focus on the flow of energy or qi. And so you're always looking to create harmony in that space with using different natural elements like wood and water, fire, metal. So that's the basis of what feng shui is. And this is not a feng shui lesson by any means, but I just want to give you a little bit of background information as to why it's so important to me. So I learned about this harmony in the home. And once I saw it, I couldn't unsee it. It was one of those things that everything then became so clear to me because everything is made of energy. So I would look at something and I'd be like, you know what? That chair is like draining my energy. Maybe the chair had stains on it or a tear or something like that. And I realized like that kind of thing really affects me. And if you're very energetically sensitive, like I consider myself to be, you are very affected by your environment. And I think sometimes people don't even realize how affected they are by their environment. So I want to talk about this because as a certified feng shui practitioner, I do a certain set of things at the start of the new year, and then I do them quarterly throughout the year to refresh my environment. Now, eliminate the narrative in your head that's saying you're probably going to hear this episode, you know, a couple weeks into January and, oh, it's too late and the new year has already passed. It is never too late to hone in on your environment, to make it more supportive of you and your goals. And also, I didn't know how important studying feng shui would be for myself, but also for my nervous system. And I got very curious. And so I started to research and see if there's actually studies that link organization to health. And there are some studies that I just want to cite them for you because I find it very interesting. I think it's something that, you know, we say, oh, organization, and we kind of blow it off, but it can actually have serious effects on our health. So I looked on Psychology Today, and there are two different studies that I'm going to talk about just very briefly, but there's a 2010 study published in the scientific journal Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin. using linguistic analysis software to measure the way 60 individuals discussed their homes. Women who described their living spaces as cluttered or full of unfinished projects were more likely to be depressed and fatigued than women who described their homes as restful and restorative. That is so impactful because when you have chaos in your home, it actually affects your nervous system. It sends you into fight or flight. And I know you think like that seems ridiculous, but it's very true. And your cortisol levels rise. So having an organized and decluttered home actually lowers your cortisol. And if you are a woman in perimenopause or menopause, this is very important because there are so many things raising our cortisol as it is that your environment and your home and it should not be one of them, okay? So in 2011, actually, there was researchers at Princeton University found that clutter can actually make it more difficult to focus on a particular task. Specifically, they found that the visual cortex can be overwhelmed by task irrelevant objects, making it harder to allocate attention and complete tasks efficiently. So if you are someone who is home, you're stay at home, or maybe you work from home, if your environment is cluttered, it is actually affecting you. It's affecting your clarity. It's affecting your productivity. It's affecting so many things about your life. So the basis of what I do in the start of the new year is decluttering and organization. And I'm doing some things that maybe you didn't think about. Decluttering your digital spaces. So decluttering your cell phones, your laptops. And I'll give you some ideas. So I like to go through and really audit everything on my phone and on my computer. So I delete apps that I'm no longer using. I unsubscribe from all the email lists that no longer offer anything valuable to me. I delete contacts in my phone. So if I haven't talked to you in a year or more, you're getting deleted. I'm sorry. And you know, it's just like, it's just clearing out all this clutter, this visual clutter, this mental clutter that is accumulating. I will tell you, I am not the best at keeping my laptop desktop clean. I'm working on that. That is something I am working on in this new year. So I tried to fit everything into folders on my desktop, file it away, delete old communication that I don't need, documents I don't need, really just clear the clutter from every inch of my personal space to the things we use every day, like a cell phone. So I go through and delete emails. I'm one of those
people. Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
People, I have like 1,000 emails sometimes in my inbox, I'm sorry to say. And so I go through and really audit and delete everything that I no longer need. So with the digital space, we obviously have like less paper clutter, but still paper clutter is a problem. And I think it's a problem in a lot of people's homes. So you have to go through and actually during the holiday break when I was home, I put every single piece of paper, receipt, anything that I found in my house, I put it into a giant pile, and it was a giant pile. And I one by one just went through everything and filed away things that needed to be kept. I think I'm learning that I don't need to keep as many things as I used to keep. And I'm from the generation where we still did keep a lot of receipts and we kept paper bills and things like that. So just going through that and really realizing like what you really need to keep, what you need to keep long term, what you can let go of to just clear your space. And then have a good filing system. You know, I don't have a designated office, but I have a big closet where I have filing like bins and I just keep everything in there and I put a label on the outside of it and you know where to find everything. But developing these systems in your house are so important. So the digital declutter, the tossing of the paper clutter, all the kids' homework, you know, you can get rid of those things. I do have a separate place where I like to keep things if I'm going to keep any of my son's homework or maybe his artwork or something like that, that I keep separate. Giving everything a home and tossing what we don't need is a big part of what I do before the new year. And like I said, I do this quarterly, so I'm constantly editing this. And, you know, moving on from that, I do some other things. It's funny because I felt like I saw a lot of things on social media about purging the closet around the new year. And people were like, I'm throwing away everything that's not nailed down. And I don't know if you felt that. I don't know if it's 2026, year of the horse, what it is, but I felt this intense urge to get rid of a lot of stuff. And for me, it was a double whammy because I had actually just moved. And it was this new year fresh start that I was experiencing as well. So I moved. I felt like I had everything dialed in before I moved. I organized everything. But then once I got to the new house, gosh, you still realize that there's things that you don't need. And I ended up purging even more. It felt amazing. My closet took a major hit because once I started unloading my clothes, I was like, you know what? I don't like this. I don't need this. And here I thought I had edited everything to a T, and I still was purging from my closet. It just felt like, I don't know, it was just like, you know what, these clothes are no longer fitting of like who I am today, and I'm ready to just move on. A week ago, I probably would have kept the shirt that I gave away, but at that time and space, I was ready to just let loose of that. So I know you guys are feeling me with this urge to purge and start fresh in the new year. Another thing that I love to do to start fresh in the new year is refresh all my bedding. So I go through any sheets that are just worn out, have holes, have stains. I like to donate them to animal shelters. They actually use the sheets and the bedding. So it's a great place to take it because really nobody wants your old sheets and bedding, I don't think, but they do use them for the animals. So I try and make use of everything and give it to a good place. So refreshing your bedding is huge. And if you can switch to organic, you know that's my recommendation. I love Boll & Branch sheets, not sponsored by them. I should be though, but Boll & Branch is one of my favorites. Kaiuchi is another really good one that I like. But if you can make that switch, if you're tossing out those sheets right now, make the switch to organic sheets. I think that's one of the biggest like non-toxic plays that I think you can do. And it makes such a big impact when you're healing and regenerating overnight, like sleep in something organic is just the way to go. So I also switch out all my towels, my bath mats, you know, any of that kind of stuff. I think after a year, a lot of it takes a beating. January, typically there are really good white sales. So you can stock up on new sheets during this time. It's a great time to do that. I think that one of the most powerful things that I do when I'm refreshing my energy, refreshing my home environment and refreshing my energy is I take an essential oil spray that I make at home and I put vinegar, baking soda, essential oil, and I put it in a glass spray bottle. And I like to wipe down my counters, my countertops and everything with it. I usually use a cinnamon or like a spicy smelling essential oil. First of all, cinnamon is very abundant. Of course, I love it because this is the cinnamon effect, right? But cinnamon is a very abundant spice that can be used in feng shui. They really love that. So anything like citrus, orange, cinnamon, that kind of thing, I love that for the home. But I take a cloth and I wipe down all of the door handles in my home, all of the cabinet handles. You know, we don't think about it, but so much energy piles up on those handles. So it's really important to clear it. So I think doing that, especially at the start of the year, for me, I was moving into a new home. So definitely clearing out that with the door handles. You think about how many times you touch the door handle in a day, and that's just you, and everybody else in your home is doing the same thing. Guests are coming in, touching door handles. So wiping your door handles is like next level energy clearing in your home. I also, another thing that I got was a new doormat. I think having a new doormat is very important because that is the doorway of chi to your home. So the doorway of energy, it's where opportunities find you, is through your doorway. So a hot tip is that you want to have a doormat that is the size of your door. If your door is really large, you don't want a chintzy looking doormat. You want a big doormat. That is saying energetically, I am ready for opportunity. I'm ready for big opportunities to come walk through my door. So getting a new doormat. Of course, I moved, so I needed a new doormat anyway. And I specifically found one that I really like. It's made out of ropes. It doesn't mildew or mold, which is super important in Florida because we have so much rain. And I got it through Serena and Lily. It's the Rope Company, I believe is what the company is called. And they're amazing. So I got this beautiful big doormat to fit my door. So I think that's, and same can be said for the rug that you have right as you enter the door as well. Making sure that's always clean, that it's a large rug in front of the door. That is the doorway of chi. Keeping that area clear of like clutter is so important. If you are going to concentrate your resources on anything, make it your entryway and make it that doorway and keep it clutter free. Big time problem in my house because my husband and my son always want to keep their shoes there. And I'm really trying to manage that and figure out a way to make it less cluttered with that type of thing. You know, the Amazon boxes, pile up, that kind of thing. So if you can move those, say, into your garage, you know, or just move them out of that doorway. So think about your door as the mouth of chi for your home, which is like so important. Another thing that I do, and I did a lot of this during the holidays, I actually received it as a gift, but making a homemade, you know, you can call it potpourri or a simmer pot. I like to call it a homemade abundance pot. And what I do is I cut up one apple, I cut up an orange, I put 4 cinnamon sticks, 4 star anise, a dash of nutmeg, a dash of vanilla extract, and then you just put some water in it and simmer it, and it makes your house smell amazing. Not only that, but you are lighting the fire of your stove, which is also an abundance center in your home. You're lighting the fire of your stove. You have cinnamon there. You have the citrus, which is all very abundant. And you are like stoking that fire. So think about it energetically, how that smell is wafting through your home. Think about the positive intention that you have when you make that abundance pot. Love that. Don't have to just do it during the new year. You can do that anytime and it instantly will like up-level the energy in your home. So I love, love, love that. I also, one thing I did was, again, my circumstance is a little different because I was moving into a new home, but I painted the bedroom, the primary bedroom and the bathroom. I painted it with an eco-friendly, low VOC or no VOC paint, which there was virtually no paint sent to it. I was very pleasantly surprised. And I painted with that, and that will refresh the energy immediately. And it's also a good clearing mechanism. So if you are moving into somewhere new, you can clear out all that old energy. Nothing clears it out better than like a fresh coat of paint. And go for the no VOC. So, so important if you're trying to live a non-toxic lifestyle. The next thing that I did was clear my space. So space clearings are a little bit more complicated only because I do feel like I used to suggest that people do this on their own. And I think if you are energetically in tune, you can do this by finding a sustainably sourced sage or Palo Santo, something like that, setting an intention for your home, and then space clearing the space. But I do think that it's important to maybe find somebody that does that, a professional that does it, like a feng shui practitioner or somebody that works with energy, because they come in and they, I think, can sense different energy blocks that maybe you don't sense. And I feel like I am in tune with my house, but I think if someone else were to come in who was energetically sensitive, they may notice something different about my house that I don't notice. So I think hiring somebody is important to do that. They also know how to ground their energy, where you have to be careful when you are clearing a house, the different energies that you can take on doing that. So if there is somebody that you know that does this, hire them to come in, set the intention for your home, let them clear your space and give you recommendations on maybe some blind spots that you didn't notice, because I'm sure there will be some. And I used to do this a lot for people, and there was always something that you would think seemed obvious, but it was not so much to the homeowner. And when you brought it up to them, they were like, oh my gosh, well, I never thought about it that way. So there are professionals that handle this. And I think this area often gets neglected by people, and it's so, so important. So if you can get someone to come and do a space clearing, it will really up-level the energy, especially if there has been an illness or a death or something very major, or a move. A move is very major too. If there's been something very significant that has happened, coming into your home and having someone clear that energy out is very important. It actually, it's like antimicrobial, and it actually cleans the air itself. So super, super important about that. I also like to burn, sage, but I like to burn Palo Santo, incense. I like to spray essential oil sprays. Like I said, I love anything cinnamon-based or kind of spicy, warm-smelling. Flower essences are another one that are very high vibration spray, and you can spray flower essences in your home. You can do salt burns. You know, if you're really into this kind of thing, you can research doing a salt burn. But, you know, fire safety is very important too. Fire safety is very important with any kind of space clearing if you're doing it, because you don't want to light anything on fire. Daughter of a firefighter here, so I have to mention that you just have to be careful with that. But, you know, in a previous episode, I talked about the invisible load of motherhood. And I think if you can get to a point where your home is organized, it's decluttered, and you can clear the energy, you can do these little tweaks, like making the homemade abundance pot, you can wipe the door handles, get the doormat, you can do these little tweaks in your home, it will help reduce that mental load. Because that's another part of this invisible load that we carry, is this load of just looking in our environment and seeing all the clutter that is around, and the clothes that are everywhere, and the shoes, and the husband things, and the kid things, and the, you know, the dog things, and all the things that we have in our house. So I just want to inspire you to do this in the new year. It doesn't matter that it's not January 1st. Do it anytime. Do it quarterly, refresh the energy quarterly, so that you feel that renewed energy in your home. It's so important for not only your space, but your health. It's so important for your health. So one thing I didn't mention about what I do every year, and it's perhaps the most important thing, is to edit your life. So once you're decluttering, you're purging, edit your systems, edit the things that you are doing day to day. What is working? What is not working? From the time that you wake up to the time that you go to bed, what kinds of things are you eating? What kind of hobbies are you doing? What exercise are you committing to for the year? What are all these things? Is it working, or is it just something that you've become comfortable doing that you have fallen into a little bit of a slump? So taking out a pen and paper and jotting down every single thing. Actually, I did this, and I did it a lot with my son. What are the extracurricular things that he's doing? Is this working? Is that working? Is this time frame working? Is this too much on him? Is it not enough on him? You know, all the things that we're doing, we really kind of mapped out a new way forward in the new year. So I suggest doing that with every single little thing from, you know, the dog groomer. Is this working out? Is this scheduling working out? Getting the dog to the dog groomer, you know, just the little minute things that actually take a lot of time and energy to manage, going through all of that stuff and reorganizing. I think also that helps with your finances too, because you see, you know what? We did this and guess what? We spent about this much money on it. And was that worthwhile for us? Did that really make an impact in our life? So going through the edit process is so important. And then I think that just leads to continual purging and continual, you know, reevaluation of what you have going on in your life. So I did that. I think those are my biggest tips for up-leveling your energy in the new year. Don't forget that the cluttered environment raises the cortisol levels and sends you into fight or flight. So addressing that is important for your health. So get out there, declutter, purge your closet, toss the old sheets, toss the old skincare, go through your skincare, go through all the things that you're using day to day, toss anything that's expired. You don't want that old energy hanging around. You know, it's funny. I just thought of something because I had a cup in the cupboard and this cup came from somebody that really had been kind of an acquaintance, but the cup landed in our house somehow. And I said to my husband, did this cup come from so-and-so? And he was like, yeah. And I said, you know what? Got to get rid of the cup because this guy kind of ended up being not the greatest person for us to have around. And I said, you know what? That cup carries his energy. And right now his energy feels bad. So let's get rid of it. So if there's anything like that lingering around in your house, you have got to get rid of it. And in fact, I threw the cup away. I didn't even want to give it to anybody else. It was like a nice Yeti cup. And I was like, nope, getting tossed. So think about these little things that you can do, and I swear it will change the energy in your space. I know it. I've been doing it for years now, since 2020. I've really dialed in my practice, and it has made such an impact. And I think it just given me so much more mental clarity in my space. And this morning I woke up and I was coming here to talk about this, and I thought, you know what? Yeah, like this is an important topic for people to talk about. And I think the health implications of having a cluttered, unorganized space is definitely noteworthy. So I wanted to share that with you guys, how to renew your energy in 2026. I love to hear your feedback on the things that you've done in your home. And, you know, we can compare notes and see what we're going to do going into the next quarter. Hopefully I'll have some new ideas for you guys to up-level the energy in your home. Hope you're having a great 2026 so far, and I'll see you guys next time. Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Cinnamon Effect. If you enjoyed our time together, don't forget to hit that follow button on your podcast app and sprinkle a little love by leaving us a 5-star rating and a quick review. Your support means the world to me. For even more goodness, check out the show notes where you'll find links to some of my favorite products. And don't forget to visit thecinnamoneffect.com to connect with me directly or to grab your TCE Gratitude Journal, your next step towards a more grateful life. I can't wait to spice things up with you again next time. Stay vibrant, stay inspired, and remember to add a little cinnamon to your life every day.